Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
Hi. My name is Sai. I'm a student at University of South Florida. I'm the team captain for Electrathon.
Okay.
Pretty much, Electrathon is a competition where students build and race electric vehicles. It's similar to what you see in like a Le Mans or something, or you know, those kind of race styles where you have one hour. It's not really about how many a set lap time, like NASCAR or something like that.
Right.
It's more about the time, and we have a limited amount of battery we're allowed to use, and it's all about maximizing battery potential and that sort of thing.
That's really cool. Now, we've been fortunate to have you guys at the previous Gulf Coast Maker Cons,
mm-hmm.
and we've had reps on the show mm-hmm. in the past, and I love the concept because it's obviously it's different in a really great way. What is the goal of the organization? Why is it different?
Well, the whole thing is to promote the awareness of alternative energy sources. That's what it's based off of. And along with that, it's about teaching, because the competition actually starts at high school. So we bring in a lot of high school students and introduce them to the ideas of STEM, and we give them a little look that, you know, there's a lot of other things than just your basic, you know, there's a lot of other things you can do with, engineering, especially this being the main aspect of you can build a car that runs on electric power using really basic components.
Yeah.
A lot of times people come up to me and say, "Wow, that looks really complex. How long did it take you to learn everything?" But I actually started out in high school pretty much not knowing anything.
Okay.
And that was my basis of pretty much like as a high schooler, you think you know everything, but you really don't. And getting into it was like really eye-opening because you look at like all the things you can do with things that are already there. So our battery packs are lithium polymer. So those are things that you know, use in your cell phones. We use a lot of bike parts, golf cart parts. And along with that, I've learned trade skills like welding and that sort of thing.
Very cool. So how did you get involved?
So the main thing came up to be I actually started with robotics in high school.
Okay.
And along with that, I wanted to expand my my knowledge into some mechanical skills. As I'm a computer engineer, but I wanted to diversify myself into the things that I know. And my mechanical knowledge of like cars and things like that at that time was very poor, and I knew that.
Okay.
And this, for me, was a stepping stone to say that could be something I can learn to look at the future products that are coming out today with the electric vehicles and things like that. So I thought that would be a great stepping stone into learning about that and getting my foot in the door with those technologies.
Very cool. So how big is the organization? Like, how many teams?
So the Electrathon is actually a national competition.
Okay.
So locally, I believe there's 25 teams.
Okay.
That includes high schools. Then it actually goes into what we call open class. We have colleges. We have a Hillsborough Community College ourselves, University of Central Florida. And then the Seminole campus is actually bringing on their own car.
Wow.
And then we have enthusiasts who come in.
Okay.
We have old-time hot rodders that come in, as well as
sure.
just people who love, you know, there's a lot of people who don't actually have a car history, which is really interesting. They're just electrical engineers or just, you know, general people who has interest. And it builds on that just because it's simple, so and it's really cool, so it attracts a lot of people. But it's all the country. Like, one of our races we're actually going to next month is Barber Motorsports, which is an official IndyCar track. That's a full 2.3 about 2.38 miles, and it's, you know, full with hills and all that. So, you know, you can tell as to, I mean, the organization in Belize started out like over 10 years, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And again, that was just running on, you know, car batteries, and that started off really small. But now we're going into the part, we're going into full racetracks, onto Lime Rock Park, and we're going to Barber Motorsports, Portland Speedway, and things like that. But it's a rapidly growing competition.
That's cool. And what are you doing here today?
So today we came out. We have 9 races here locally in Tampa. Today was one of them. We had a race out in the back. Very new course, very challenging today. We definitely tested our car, but today was the day we competed on campus.
So obviously competing on different and not necessarily predictable courses, how big of a challenge is the variable of track setup?
Yeah, so we generally, the tracks are set up, and then they are, they're configured a couple weeks before the actual race day. So we know what the tracks will look like. The big thing is that the battery aspect of it, because in the sense that we're not about top speed, we're an endurance competition. We're of limited battery power. And with that, we have to go the maximum distance.
Okay.
So we're not really riding our cars on the edge of, you know, breaking things, or, you know, on going like 100 miles an hour.
Sure.
Our race speeds are more like 35 miles an hour.
Okay.
Something like that. So with that, the biggest challenge is on how you're going to use that battery. And I'm a driver for my team, so it's all about, you know, working with your team to find out, okay, you do a practice lap, how many amps did you draw, how many volts did you draw, finding out all the information and then applying that, saying, okay, I need to do this for 1 hour. It took me a minute and a half to do one lap. I need to do this for 1 hour, calculate that, and then go that on with, okay, now I need to add traffic, and then general racecraft, which is, again, the really cool part of the competition is that I'm learning so much, but at the same time, I love racing. I'm a racer, so that's one thing I get to add on to that. So that's like battery management, I think is the biggest challenge of the competition.
Okay, sure. And for people getting involved, is that like a scary aspect for a lot of like newcomers when you say that to them?
It was definitely something that, you know, I was worried of. Like, as like I said, when I started, it was actually in my third year of high school. And like I said, I didn't know. I thought I knew everything, and then I looked at what I was doing, and I'm like, okay, I don't really know anything. So then when you go out and look at everything, it was a frightening task, but then it was just about working at it. The reason why they introduce it in high schools is that there are a lot of, all the components are very simple. All this stuff has already been worked on before. So it's more about taking that, at least when I started in high school, is that just taking that, learning the basics and the principles, and then that in college, I can expand upon that.
Sure. You're not trying to break new territory and technology. You're trying to figure out how to use what exists in the most efficient way possible.
Well, we do a combination of both. We try to create some stuff as well as we use both. So in for one example, we're trying to work out a system where it would automatically manage our throttle or our speed throughout the entire competition through a computer. So we do one practice lap and the computer learns what the best solution or best throttle will be that.
Whoa.
So it's about, so you start off with the simple things, but It's really, there are many things you can do to advance on that.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. So you said there's nine races in the Tampa area?
There's 9 races here locally. They're all pretty much open to spectators. What that gives
that
us is that
be my next question.
Yep. So all of it's open. We have a variety of tracks. Most of them are just done on parking lots. So we have, some of them are like a track and field. Some of them are really technical courses. We had one today. Today was the race here was very technical.
Okay. Interesting. And so if, say, I was interested in finding out where the races were going to be, how might I do that?
So you'd go to our website. It's www.electrathonoftampabay.org/www. And on there is our full list of the all of our races. Pretty much in August, we have our entire race year planned out.
Okay.
So it's really easy to plan to come to any of our races. And all of our races are local. So you can be there within a 30-minute drive. And the big thing is that, unlike, you know, some of our some competitions that I've been to previously, they don't let you come and talk to the drivers, or everyone's toiling away so hard that they're too busy to talk to anyone. Although we are busy, during times that we're not racing, the pits are open, so anybody can come in and they can come talk to us, and they can ask us questions. We're very happy to answer any questions, and. I think that's really what sets us apart, that we're really transparent in what we do. We like people talking to us because it lets us explain what we're doing, and it makes it, you know, at least for me, I find that very fun.
That's really cool. And then say I wanted to create a team. How might I get information on that?
So it depends on where you're coming from. If you're high school, then I would definitely say ask your high school a science teacher. If you're just someone out in the public looking to join, there's really no registration type stuff. There are safety rules, which is listed in our handbook on our website, but it's just more follow these rules when you're building your car. But there's not anyone saying, hey, I want to, like, you know, you need to come and look talk to me first before I apply you. Anyone can come in. Anyone can come out and race, granted they meet the rules of the competition.
Okay, and what about your team? What if someone wanted to join?
Sorry?
Your team, if someone wanted to join.
So our team is under IEEE, which is Institute of it's under IEEE. So it's just a college organization.
Right.
So with that, anyone is allowed to join. Anyone can come to the team. I'm always available on campus as I'm a student. And we have meetings every week. You can just join the IEEE organization. They have full access to me and the competition and all that.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us today.
I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And have a good rest of the day. And
good luck with your competition.
Absolutely.
Thank you.